Well, blessings today to each and every one of you. Pastor Tim Karskadnir, Christian Center. Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. We started yesterday sharing about an angelic visitation I had concerning abundance. Today we're going to build on that. We're going to encourage you that you must enter into this moment lest you go through the wilderness again.
But Father, you loved me still. And in love before you laid the world's foundation, you predestined to adopt me as your own. You have raised me so high above my station. I'm a child of God by grace and grace alone. You left your home to seek out the lost. You knew the great and terrible cost.
And he paid that cost, didn't he? He left a safe place to be with us and to strengthen us. Well, welcome. It's the second day of August 2023, a day the Lord's made, and we will rejoice in it. Today is the day we celebrate the homegoing of our precious Sandra. Primrose was her name, my wife's mother, and really my mother, too. She'd been staying at our house quite a bit for the years, last few years of her life. So we're so thankful for that. Thanks for praying for our family, all of you. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but thank you so much for praying for us and blessing us. And you know, so many have sent kind notes and have blessed, even some have given. We're so thankful for that. Just God bless you. His strength is wonderful. You know, you make your plans for the future, but you never know. Life's a vapor. And I have learned that more in the last couple of years as those I love have gone on to be with the Lord. And as I watch others do the same, I just think, wow, you make your plans, but if God's will is a different way, we must trust the Lord. Okay? Well, I started yesterday, and I want to continue on that, of the angelic encounter I had in California 3-4 weeks ago, and when this angel appeared to me, touched me in abundance. That's the best way I can describe him, angel of abundance. He came fully equipped to help people and to take people through a moment in time where God wants to bless his people for specific prophetic purpose, but the main reason is for them to fulfill their mandate, their prophetic mandate, which is what God has written about their life and what he set them apart, what he consecrated them to be in the earth. Look, if you do not have the resources to do what you were called to do, what good is your purpose? I've been there. I've been in a place where I couldn't do it because I didn't have the resources. I'm not saying you can't still do something, but you can't do the fullness of what you're called to do. And sometimes it is a small babysit app. And the Lord wants to dislodge our enemy. And I was reading in Deuteronomy in our Bible reading, and the Lord basically said, if you don't have faith, if you don't believe me, how can I dispossess your enemy? If you believe, he said this, if you say the enemy is stronger than you or stronger than me, how can I dispossess them? And we can say this, poverty must be dispossessed. God must overcome it. And if we say our poverty, our pain, our trial is bigger than God and bigger than us, then how can he remove it from us, dispossess it? So you must speak these words of life. And I want you to get this. So yesterday I started because when this angel spoke to me and I released in California, and they got blessed mightily. Listen to yesterday's podcast. I'm not going to repeat all that, of how blessed they were beyond your wildest comprehension. Small group of people were blessed beyond, and we've been experiencing it since then as well. Something got opened in the spirit realm, like majorly opened in the spirit realm. And I don't want you to miss it. And then the Lord said to me, you're at a Kadesh Barnea moment. And I shared that yesterday. That's where I left off. That's the city where God told Israel to go into the promised land. So for us, prophetically, it represents a place where God says, go in. And if you try to go in another way, you're not going through the door, which is Jesus, right? He said, I am the door. You come through me. Well, Kadesh Barnea was a type and shadow of the door. And God didn't tell him to go, you know, sweep around and come around the Golan Heights. It's not what he said. He didn't say come up from the Sinai. He said come up through Kadesh Barnea, which is right there on the border of Egypt and Israel. That's where he told him to go. It's on the southern border there. So there is it's like a moment. It's a window. It's a portal. And God says, well, you have come back to a portal moment, a Kadesh Barnea moment for abundance to go. Because what was in the promised land, guys? Milk and honey, provision, land, blessing was there for them. Not just so they could be rich. You cannot look at it that way. It's so that you have what you need to fulfill your mandate. Look, I joke about this, but if you're called to the nations and you don't have enough gas money to get out of your driveway, how are you going to fulfill your mandate? I've been there. I've been where I didn't have the gas money, okay? And I was called to the nation. That's why I use that story, because it was me. And God blessed me finally. Look, I used to, when I first started called to nations, and somebody would say, hey, you want to go? We got an opportunity. I got to pray. I got to pray for the money. I got to pray it comes in, you know? And that's what I did. And through the years, and I've traveled, I don't know how many nations, I lost count, 20 plus nations, probably maybe more. And as we've gone, it's not now, I don't have to worry in a sense, and where's the money? I have to say yes or no. Lord, do you want me to go? Okay, that's what you want to grow to. And it took me a long time to get there. But I want you to have that faith that you too can get there. So this is the moment the angel has come to help us. Look, it says in Hebrews chapter 1, and this is the scripture the Lord gave me to go with this. It's actually out of Psalm, I think it's Psalm 110. When it talks about how he's going to make our enemies our footstool, his footstool. But it says, but in verse 10, it says, but to which the angels has ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies footstool for your feet. And he says, are not they, speaking of angels, all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? That's us, guys. That's why we have to pay close attention to what we've heard and do not drift away from it. That's what he said in the next chapter too. The word spoken by the Lord, we must pay attention to it. Listen to what he says. And in that, we can walk in what God has promised. Do you want this? I'm lit up by this. I probably should be preaching this in my congregation, but you're getting the inside. This is a spoiler alert. You're getting it before they are, because I'm burning with it, and I'm actually growing in the revelation of it. That's the important part. Now, Kadesh Barnea was the place where they did not go in, so therefore they had to go in the wilderness 40 years, and then they had to wait until those 20 years and older died. So many missed their inheritance. But this is from a people that, you got to understand this. You need to add this to yourself. Look at all the miracles they saw. The 10 plagues, right? They saw all that. The Passover, where God blessed them. They put the blood of the lamb on their doors. And they survived, right? Then all of a sudden, what happened? The Egyptians opened their hearts and gave them possessions. They had the help of the eagle's wings to reach the very beginning of the Red Sea from the Egyptian army. The pillar of cloud by day, the fire by night. The crossing of the Red Sea, they saw God provide water out of a rock. God helped them defeat the Amalekites. Now, this is all before they came to Kadesh Barnea. And they stood in fear and trembling as God set fire and smoke on Mount Sinai when he gave them the Ten Commandments. He wrote on his own finger. And they received supernatural provisions of manna, quail in the desert. They're bathed with these miracles. From the time they left Egypt until the time they reached Kadesh Barnea, they had seen enough miracles to be able to trust God for anything. However, despite all the miracles they had witnessed, they viewed God too weak to help them enter the promised land, and they rebelled against God. Now, okay, so you didn't see those type of miracles. He saved you. He set you free. He's healed you. He's blessed you financially. He's blessed you in many different ways. He's given you children. He's given you grandchildren, on and on. God has done so many things. He saved you from death. He gave you honor. He brought you a spouse. There are all sorts of types of miracles that God has done. Some of you, he's delivered you. Some of you cast demons out of you. We all have a different story. All of us do here. And then we can say, God, you can't provide for us. You're not big enough to provide for us. We can't say that, guys. He can do all things. So what's the biggest thing that you know God has told you you could have or you're supposed to have? Can you believe for that? When I built my house, I'm in now, I've been here 18 years, 17, 18 years now. I remember Bobby Connor, when we were getting ready to build, he'd come to our house and a church, I should say, and we were telling him we were building. And he said, looked at me and he pointed to me. He says, build as if money didn't make a difference. I thought, whoa, you know, I was like, you don't know what you're asking, brother, because I know what size house we need. I know what God wants to do with our home and so forth. You know, we had three boys and so forth, and we did a lot of conferences. We had a lot of guests coming through town, and we served a lot of meals. And so I needed a good, to be blessed. And what God, I felt God wanted to do with our home, I really needed more than I had that time. I had a real small house at that time, and I couldn't do any of those things. Because it was such a tiny home. And I said, okay, so me and my wife. And let me tell you the miracle that happened. I've shared it before in our congregation, but in our neighborhood where we lived, is an older neighborhood. Houses never had sold for much. And Bob had given a word, and this is back in like 17, 18 years ago. I think we paid $55,000 to buy the house. That's how much we paid. Way back when in 80-something, 88 or something like that. And we'd been there 18 years. And Bob had given a word that year for Psalms 103. Bob Jones did. And so when we were trying to decide how much we're going to sell our house for, Susan, my wife, said, well, Bob said this is year 103. Why don't we believe for $103,000? That's twice. You understand? That's twice the amount that we paid for when we built the house. And so we went to the real estate agent and we told him that. And she's a Christian friend of ours in our church. And she goes, well, I mean, she said, you can ask. No house has ever sold for anything more than like 80 something thousand out there. She says, you can ask, but, you know, the house has to appraise for that. You know, and on top of that, it's the highest price ever in this little neighborhood. So we put it on the market. And that day, the first day, we had three offers, and one offer was more than we asked for. She was stunned. I was stunned. We were stunned. Well, we had to have the appraisal, if you know anything about that. And the guy that was appraising the new house we were building, he ended up appraising the other house. And so he knew what we were building. So I think he knew what we needed. So he approved it and appraised it for the value that they got. And we got it paid. We got that money. I want to say that's what abundance does for you. Look, it helps you meet your need. So the only reason we live in the house we have now is not because we're wealthy. It's because God provided, because we were debt-free at that time. So we were able to take all that money and put on this house. And God blessed us. And what did we do? We filled it with our boys. We filled it with people. We fed people. We had meetings in our house. We had speakers in our house. We had an apartment, the prophet's quarter, and we let speakers stay there all the time. God has blessed it. It's not about my house or our big house. It's about being faithful to what God said to do. And he has been faithful to bless us. And I want that for you as well. That's what this angel has come to do. He, our ministering spirit, sent out for service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation. You, listen to me. If you know Jesus Christ, your Savior, you are set out. You are those that have been set out to have an inheritance. And God wants to bless you today. I kind of got sidetracked. I didn't get into all that I want to get to. I'll do it tomorrow, all right? We'll finish this up tomorrow. So, Father, I just want everybody that's listening today to be encouraged. Don't forget what God's done for you. Don't do what Israel did and forget about what he's done for you. Remember it. You've received provision from God in so many different ways. You've seen miracles, not only in your own life, but around you. Because all those miracles, many times, were what they saw God do for others. You've seen God do that as well. And with that, you've witnessed it. You've seen it. Don't rebel against the Lord by walking in unbelief. I want to speak this on you. That the Kadesh Barnea moment you're at, that God is going to be faithful to you. He's going to bless you beyond what you ever dream or imagine if you trust him. And as it says here, he's going to make his enemy, your enemy, a footstool for his feet. So he wants to bless you to defeat the enemy so that his name be glorified and what that you be a recipient of what he died for, which is that abundance. All right. Be blessed today. Love you. Come back tomorrow. We'll close this out. Thanks for listening each and every day on these, our daily podcasts. Well, this is the last week of our sabbatical. Thank you for being patient with us. We're not online as much because of the sabbatical. And we'll be back in the swing the following week, back into some routines. We've reset, rebooted, getting back to a place where we feel the Lord has us to speak into the earth and prophetically encourage you for the days ahead. Thanks for following us. You can always go to our website. Don't forget ChristianCentersReport.com or our app. That's the best place to go. Go to our app, download, and you'll see all that we are doing and all that we're releasing in the earth. God bless you. I pray you have a great day today. See you tomorrow.